My name is Deanna Hallman. I was born and raised in Ketchikan. I moved down to Seattle for about 6 years and went to cosmetology school. Spent about a year in Ketchikan doing an apprenticeship to learn how to run a business, because obviously I was brand new coming into it and I knew I was going to do this. And was there until about September, and then November I moved up here. And we've been preparing for this since then. So
what kind of business is this?
This is going to be a kind of a day spa sort of thing. It's going to be mainly as a hair salon. I'm going to do manicures and pedicures. I have a lady coming in from Juneau once in a while to do like deep facials. I do cleansing facials, but not extractions and whatever else is. She has a license for aesthetics, where mine covers limited aesthetics, so I can only do certain things. And then I have a massage therapist coming from Petersburg who's going to be here through this weekend. And her name is Dania, and she is going to be doing my massage therapy. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of different things, but all like relaxation, beauty. It's kind of the main idea here.
And why did you want to open your business in Wrangell?
Actually, it was kind of opportune. We bought the Stikina in about 2.5 years ago. My family bought it. We bought it as a partnership, and my fiance runs the Stikina Inn in the hotel and restaurant. And I have this as my background, so I figured, why not? It's needed here. Everybody needs to feel beautiful and whatnot. So,
do you think there's a need for this in Wrangell?
I think there are options in Wrangell. There are a couple places you can go. I think in general, to have a place where you can go, whether it's for gifts to purchase for people, gift certificates and whatnot. I'm going to have some jewelry, 2 different lines, Pureology and Redken for my shampoo and conditioner line, all the hair products, and I'll be selling brushes and, you know, some trinket things, so that it's another place in town where you can buy things, because that seems to be the thing here, is that there's not a lot of places generalized in this field. There's not a lot of places you can go to get shampoos and conditioners. There's just one.
Okay, so why don't you tell me about what you have going on here?
You want me to start in one corner?
Sure.
Over in this corner, okay, we're going to be doing pedicures, and we have it in front of the window so you can look out the window where you're having a pedicure. My chair is both, it has massage and heat, and so it's quite comfortable. We're going to have some sort of drapery coming down. It's going to be private, so it's not, you're not sitting for display while you're getting a pedicure, which is going to be nice. And right next to that here, we have my manicuring table. I'm going to have polish. All my polishes and whatnot for sale are going to be on this wall. These big display guys are going to go in the center of the room, and that's where all my shampoos and conditioners and whatnot are going to be. On these shelves over here is going to be, I'm going to try and sell some irons, straightening irons, curling irons, the more expensive blow dryers. In here is going to be tanning eventually. We're not starting out with tanning, just because I want it to be something that's going to be brought in the future to kind of keep things excited and whatever else. I'm just waiting to get my tanning bed. So, of course, I have my stations for doing hair and my shampoo bowls. Around the corner in here is my massage room, and it's fully equipped with everything for facials and waxing. I do facials. I do facial waxing. So I'll double this room for my waxing and facial purposes, and then when my massage therapist is in town and my esthetician, she'll come in and they'll use this room also.
So there's a lot of new furniture, like you have this massage bed, you have, I'm not sure what that is.
It's a hair dryer. We're limited with space, and most salons have a drying station where there's a couple chairs and they have hoods on them, and you sit there and you have your little drying station. Well, because of my limited space, I didn't do that. So this guy swings out, comes down, it reaches both chairs, and then I have a portable one to my office that I bring out if I have 2 people in here, or if eventually I have another person working with me, which is kind of the goal eventually, but not right away.
Okay, and you aren't doing the grand opening, but you're already taking appointments.
I'm taking appointments. We're going to do a grand opening a little bit later, just because they are still working in here. We want the grand opening to be when it's completely 100% finished. I'm taking appointments as just starting Saturday, and my hour is going to be from 10 to 8, so they're going to be a little bit later, which I find a lot of people like, because they like to go to work and then be able to have something, an appointment after work.
And what is your place called?
The Parlor. I'm calling it The Parlor. Because it's kind of, we wanted to keep it simple, and we figured the parlor was nice and simple, and kind of got the idea of the beauty parlor.